The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio. And welcome to another edition of Happy Hour. As always, if you're choosing to imbibe whatever you're choosing to do, please do so responsibly. Samantha, are you sipping on anything?
You know, it's been an odd morning full of stress, so I'm keeping it with my water, but I'm also drinking a little bit of coffee that I have left over because I'm going to need it.
No.
But that's it for me. What about you?
I have my red wine. I'm also having a very stressful day. I'm having a stressful, couple of weeks. And today I was thinking of all the topics I wanted to do, and so many of them were sad. And I was like, I cannot have that right now. Even my Star Wars one bummed me out. I'm going to come back and talk about that. It's like cool, but it's sad because like the scripts of what would have been without Disney kind of came out. And I was like, oh my God, that was so good, Leia. But anyway, I will come back and talk about that later. Today, what I want to talk about is... a strange confluence is happening, Samantha. I don't know if you know this. We have a Monday mini coming up where we're going to be talking about our anniversary of starting together as a host on the show, even though that's not what we knew was going to happen at the time. Turns out that happened on March 22nd, 2019. That's when our first episode came out. The first episode I did of Savor, the other show I do, came out on March 22nd.
Wow.
7 years ago. So I thought if you all go with me on this, probably a shorter trip, but I was going to look back at kind of me being a host and Savor and Sminty.
I love it. A
fond look back. 7 years. So I know I've told this story before, but I started as a producer editor 2010. I was hired full-time 2011. Our company is very confusing in that I think we've gone through seven companies. Not exaggerating, I'm pretty sure it's seven. So at the time the company was How Stuff Works, a lot of stuff has changed since then. But I've essentially held the same job-ish since 2010. And I was the editor-producer of Sminty. And then we kind of moved hands again, the company did. And we became very video-focused. And then I was like the video producer for Sminty, which those videos are still up on YouTube. You can still find them. Those were all me. Those were all me.
It's true.
But then when Kristen and Caroline announced they were going to leave, they told me in person. I was like, well, I don't know what I'm going to do then. And unfortunately, I feel like a lot of jobs are like this, but unfortunately in this job, there's always that insecurity of like, well, that's the end for me. I guess there's nothing else for me to do. So I thought I might like lose my job. And then I went to, I'm still not sure why, but I went to South by Southwest as part of our whole company that was like a team of 10 of us went. And I was making video, editing video. It was a really busy experience. And because I like planning things, I had planned like months in advance, all of these, like, we got to get this barbecue here and this here and do this and this and this. And everybody wanted to go with me because I made the plans. You can't just go to Franklin's barbecue, fools. So after that, friend of the show who's been on here, friend in real life, Lauren Vogelbaum, she sat me down and was like, I think you should be on a show. I've been thinking about starting this food show and I think you would be great on it. And I really deliberated about it because I was nervous. I'd seen the hate people got. I'd had to deal with it as an intern. I had to answer listener mail as an intern. And I was really nervous about it and I wasn't sure. I was like, I'm not really qualified. But the more Lauren talked to me about what she was seeing, I was like, okay, yeah, I could do that. And so I agreed to do it. And the first episode we did was on sparkling wine. And I still remember what I wore because I was so nervous. Like, it's not like anyone could see me. Right. But I was so nervous. Right. I remember exactly what I wore. I was like audibly nervous. I will never listen to that episode again. Like, it wasn't bad, but it was just clear. I was so nervous. And I used to edit them at the time. And when you edit yourself, it's not fun.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But I really liked it. Like, I liked, because if you've never listened to Savor, which I would recommend, it's a very, I liked the history part. It's structured in that Lauren does like the science basics of what it is, and I do the history. And there's some like, it's not super strict, so sometimes she'll put in history notes. But I liked that I got to research history, even though a lot of times people will joke with me and they'll be like, I bet that show is so much easier than Sminty is. And in a lot of ways it is, but food is political. And there's some dark stuff with food. And you don't want to leave that out.
Right.
And that's, you know, looking back over how I think I've improved from when I started, those are some of my biggest regrets, is I don't think I was the best at like really searching for that stuff when I first started. But it was really scary. Like, I was scared. I used to joke that it was like I was on a plane in turbulence when I would record. And in the first few episodes, if you listen to Stuff You Should Know, Jerry, who's like one of our big bosses, she sat in on them, like right there. Like in the small studio, Samantha, where she was sitting right there. And she was the one who hired me. So I knew her, but I was so nervous. And it's been a huge learning curve. And Lauren was very helpful with that. She would send me kind of kind but clear, okay, we don't really do this, we don't do it this way, notes. That was really useful. And especially in the beginning when I felt so like inadequate and incompetent. And one of the things our company often does, or used to do, I'm not sure how much they do it now, but what used to do is when a new show starts, they get other shows that are established to do ads for them, to get like attention, to know that it exists. So a lot of those ran for the show. At the time, it was called Food Stuff. I'll get more into that in a second. But a lot of those ran on Stuff You Should Know, which is our biggest podcast in what we call the Stuff brands, like the first kind of How Stuff Works podcast. And we got so many, I you know what? I have never proven this is where they came from, but we got a lot of sexist comments from people that I think were expecting stuff you should know and then listened to us. And like what the one that I remember most wasn't even that mean. I just remember it was that you giggle like two girls who got into their dad's liquor cabinet.
Well, damn.
Yeah. And I do giggle a lot. Like, I know I do that. I do that in real life. It's not something, but it made me really anxious about it. And I was like, oh, I shouldn't laugh at all. And you know, we're going to talk about this, I'm sure, when we do our kind of look back. But when you're, sometimes it becomes when you're trying to hold back so much that it's obvious too. Like sometimes, like if I just giggle naturally, but I'm trying so hard not to giggle, that becomes something that right. people can sense as well.
Right.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly boring since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC. Foodstuff was one of the last stuff shows. And I think we benefited from that because it's really hard to launch a podcast,
right.
Especially now when there are so many. And I think we did benefit from that. And we were successful, but it was like trying to find a completely new formula. Stefan never told you, Spinty was a different problem in that there had been other hosts, and then it was finding your voice within that.
Right.
Savor was sort of like, make this thing into something people like. It's just interesting. I both were hard, but it was going along well. And then I believe it was, I don't know. Dates are meaningless. We were told to rebrand basically because they wanted us to be cooler, I think, which I'm like, why did you? Have you ever listened to the show? We're big nerds.
That's funny.
Yeah, they wanted us to be cooler. So they wanted us to travel, which was great. But it was really stressful to travel. I don't want to make it sound like I was so lucky. I got to go to Hawaii. I got to go to New Orleans. I got to go to Asheville. I got to go to all these places. It was great. But it was very stressful. And it was something we were kind of told you have to do. And that was another changing of, okay, well then what is the formula of the show now then? And I had so many great experiences about it, but there's so many times I'm like, I wish we had like one more day we spent in that city where we could have done a better job if we'd had more time. I'm really proud of what we did, don't get me wrong. But it's just one of those things where, like, if you're taking other people's time for interviews, which is what those shows mostly are, I would have loved to have given them more space. But that was a huge learning curve, too, because I did most of the producing on that and, like, finding the who we were going to interview, which was great because everyone we've interviewed has been really kind and really giving. And also it's cool because a lot of times they would call other friends while we were there and be like, you should talk to them. They're good. Which is great. That's a great sign when people are like, okay. Because, you know, sometimes like the media comes in and you're expecting some kind of gotcha interview or something, but we're just really curious. And then I believe at the same time, that's when I was asked to be a host on Sminty. And that was a really... that was also something I deliberated on for a long time. And when I did that, you get to balance, you know, two shows and figure all that out. And then after Bridget left, there was only me on Sminty. And that was a real stressful time. But then you came, Samantha.
And I forced my way in, which I loved going back over the outlines because we're going to talk about it. But I was like, oh, yeah, I just kept saying I'm staying.
Yes, you did. And look, you made
it happen. I manifested that.
You did. I'm glad you did. But yeah, I just, I'm excited to for our Monday. I mean, we did start with a very tough topic,
yeah.
But I am excited to revisit that in our Monday mini. But I just thought, how interesting that these two things happened on the same date, kind of a couple years apart.
Yeah. New beginnings for you.
22 is my favorite number.
There it is.
Yeah. I didn't plan it, obviously, but hey, look at that.
The universe knew.
And I have been feeling weirdly nostalgic lately. I'm not sure why, but so I've been thinking about this. And if you haven't listened to Savor, you can. We do talk about a lot of feminist stuff over on there.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of crossover.
There really is. And you've been on Savor.
And Lauren's been on here for a few times.
Yeah. It's always a fun crossover.
We still haven't done our Supernatural one. What a shame.
Yes, that is hilarious to me that both you and Lauren, during the pandemic,
we found ourselves.
You went on a supernatural journey, my friends. which we did talk about on Sminty a lot when you and I first started.
Yes.
But yeah. And we just recorded our Savor anniversary episode with super producers Dylan and Andrew, who used to be producers of Sminty. And we talked about that for a little bit. But that was one of the things I was thinking about, too. Sometimes we'll get questions from people just, you know, asking, curious about why. Sometimes people ask me, like, why do you do it this way in Savor and this way in Sminty? One of the things that I find kind of humorous is that on Savor, Lauren does the big thing at the end,
mm-hmm.
the social media thing. And then on Sminty, I do it. And it's sort of because I was so, like, I was the newbie when I was on Savor, so I was, like, too afraid to do it. And then when you started, I was like,
newbie.
I'll do it.
Right. And when you, the very few episodes that I've ever been by myself and I've done it, I make sure to have your script up because right. It makes me so nervous.
Yeah. It's just funny because it's sort of like these artifacts of things that I'm sure a lot of people don't understand. But to us, it's just like, oh, yeah, because I was doing it when Samantha wasn't there. So
right.
I just kept going. But yeah, I'm so glad that you and I found each other for this show. And you helped me out both on this show and on Savor by having some support. So thank you, Samantha.
Well, happy anniversary to both.
Yes.
Happy podiversary, podcast-iversary.
I'll take it. Yes, and happy podcast-iversary to you too. Well, listeners, I hope that this was in any way relatable, enjoyable. But I appreciate you letting me go down memory lane
yes.
for a second.
I love it. Thank you for sharing.
I still have so many things from that South by Southwest trip because they give out so many free things there, you know, that I'm looking around. I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember when I rode that Ferris wheel and they gave me this. Or South by Southwest is a scene.
It is a scene. It is.
It really is. It's like a theme park at one section.
Wow.
One day we should go.
I want to go. Well, I kind of. There's a whole lot of controversy right now. But then also, poor Texas. I know Texas is trying, though. Our people in Texas are trying.
Yes.
We support you.
We do. We do support you. We do. Absolutely. Well, cheers to you, listeners. Cheers to you and I. To us.
To us.
If you would like to contact us, you can. Our email is stuffmediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram and TikTok at StuffOneNeverToldYou. We have a Tee Public store and we have a book you can get wherever you get your books. Thanks as always to our super producer, Christina, our executive producer, Maya, and our contributor, Joey.
Thank you.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.